up below across the Carolinas, and that is dominating our weather pattern somewhat. Partly cloudy, we stay dry on Tuesday. Partly cloudy, dry, 80 on Thursday, and possibly upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of News Talk 620 WWNR. WWNR, Beckley.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
Hey, good evening. Almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Head On for a Monday night. Slogged through the weekend, and great to be back here for the time. All right, the necessaries. First of all, the phone number is 252-6200 here in the greater uptown, beautiful Beckley area. Outside that, 800-620-9967. And, of course, your time with virtually any subject. Because I am the email address. Yeah, we need one of those too. Bob@headonradio.com. And of course, if you go to the website where we stream the show, WWNRNewsTalk620.com, you can also go to my website, headonradio.com, still vibrant, still up and buzzing, and make yourself at home there. It's all free. Jump in, get on the mess. I said, you know, sometimes it's like a good old fashioned West Virginia bar fight without the guns and knives. Enjoy. Let's see. Another kid missing. This one in Utah. So we've got one missing in Utah. And not being mean, okay, but a legitimate question: is this national news? Has our national news been reduced to the state of basically a great big electronic milk carton? If it is, that's fine. If it's not. Why are we constantly subjected to it? Holloway and Aruba. And I'm sorry, I keep remembering that the United States and Canada on the Western Hemisphere Convention of voluntary servitude. I say these things because you're thinking them. I'm merely giving. Almost a year ago in Utah, at almost the same spot, another young boy was disappeared. They have yet to find him. Full of sexual predators and monsters hiding in the churches and in the right-wing organizations. Because they make them feel safe there. They have access to children. Now, a little boy disappeared almost a year ago in almost the same spot in Utah. The news accounts all say, law enforcement authorities cannot rule out foul play. But the one thing I'm not hearing, I mean, these are the high mountains. We have not quite managed to civilize every last corner of these great United States. How about a blurb in the story? Law enforcement officials say they cannot rule out mountain lion. What do you think? But the question remains: is that news? What 3 weeks going on now, and they're so desperate. I'm not kidding. Last week, Bill, a man says that he has found a pair of bikini panties on the beach. That went on for a day. Like underwear is never going to be cast aside on a beach somewhere in the height of frenetic, slightly post-adolescent frenzy. Okay? Or, you know, they get storms down there. Maybe they blew off clothesline. Who knows? But this is symptomatic of a troubled media that thinks that we've got what, the attention span of a gnat, I guess. And they've got to hammer every story. Wait, well, you know, for those of you listening on the radio here, wait till 8 o'clock. See how far into the newscast you get before you get Natalie Holloway or the missing boy in Utah. Far. Meanwhile, an interesting news story out of Bay and lead line. Tamika Houston has not been seen since June 2004. She disappeared from the Spartanburg, South Carolina area. when police in Spartanburg, South Carolina, began investigating the 24-year-old woman's disappearance. Her loved ones swung into action. They distributed flyers. They held news conferences and set up a website. Houston's story became a cause célèbre in the local media. She lived alone, obviously hadn't been home for days, if not a week or two. Her dog, Macy, had given birth to puppies. Pretty girl. Becca Howard, Houston's aunt and a public relations professional in Miami, tried to get the national media interested in the case. Quote, I spent 3 weeks calling the cable networks, calling newspapers, even yours, Howard said. Nothing happened. Virtually nothing happened. Now the disappearance of Alabama high school student Natalie Holloway, 18, in Aruba, is getting lots of airtime on the cable news networks and morning news shows. Those networks which drive such stories are being asked a tough question. Do they care only about missing white women? Holloway, like runaway bride Jennifer Wilbanks, murder victims Lacey Peterson and Lori Hacking, kidnapped victim Elizabeth Smart, and several other girls and women whose, yep, pink person, Mika Houston, cable news executives say they don't pick stories based on. How about that? I guess there was no emotional aspect or a twist. Interesting. Guess that just happens in America, right? I mean, after all, for God's sakes, we're closing up a trial in Philadelphia, Mississippi today where two pink people and one brown person just disappeared. Behest of a man now 80 years old, will they remain racially pure? Ask yourself, now I have no axe to grind in this, but ask yourself, when was the last time you saw national media attention devoted to a missing African American or child or young woman? Tell you, is that the least bit disturbing to you? Bigotry in this nation, even if it is soft pedaled. Tamika Houston's family. Well, her aunt is a public relations professional. She knows how to work the phones, knows how to work the media, and couldn't get anybody, including USA Today, who published the story, to do diddly. But frankly, it's same thing. Over and over and over again, we had an absolute media orgy in Florida over Terry Schiavo when a little African-American baby 6 months old, plugged and sentenced to death because of a law that George W. Bush signed while he was governor of Texas. I don't want it to be bigotry. I want to believe we're better than that, but somebody kindly explain to me, if it's not bigotry, what is the explanation? Why are all the missing people pink? What are we... There's something worming its way into our something that we're supposed to believe, and I can't quite put my finger on it, or if I can, I don't want to give it a name. So give that some thought. 252-6200 is the phone number around hereabouts. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967, and we're going to take a quick break, then we'll be back. I'm Bob Kincaid.
It's the Greater Beckley Home Tour, presented by the Raleigh County Chamber of Commerce this Saturday. Ticket price is just $20. Get your tickets now at the Chamber of Commerce or Raiders Fabric and Decorating, 339 Rural Acres Drive. Saturday's schedule includes a continental breakfast, 5 homes on tour, seminars, and lunch. Sponsors include Glade Springs Hotel and Conference Resort, Kroger, Cooper Land Development, Beckley Newspaper, and this Southern Communications Radio Station. It's the Greater Beckley Home Tour, presented by the Raleigh County Chamber of Commerce this Saturday. For more details, call 252-7320.
Any of you guys out there looking for the girl next door? Because I know where you can find her. Cupid.com. It's a place to meet women that live close by. Cupid.com isn't interested in compiling some big worldwide network. They're focused on putting you in touch with the cuties you pass on your way to work. People who share your same area code. Basic Cupid memberships are free with zero obligation. You can even reply to messages from gold members, a service you usually pay for on other sites. You can remain anonymous and still put Cupid's auto match to work, locating women with your favorite traits and qualities. Bigger online dating sites show you a universe of women, which is perfect if you're into long-distance relationships. But Cupid.com shrinks that world to women right in your backyard, because the girl next door never lives 3 states away. Find your true love at Cupid.com, either online or at one of our fun local events.
Cupid.com, advertising locally on great radio stations to bring people together for love.
Listen, man, Adding fractions is no big deal.
No?
No. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4, and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers, so that becomes an 8, too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Oh, sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Back to radio for the rest of us. Head on.
Welcome back. 21 and almost Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. Got my Buzz Flash hat going for me today. Thanks, guys. We are expecting tomorrow night to have Scott.
Haga.
Still beers. Just trying to present a little bit of sanity in a bushly insane world. Look, closer to home. You know, you get up on Sunday morning, get your cup of coffee, your donut, and you go to the Sunday paper. See this big splashy headline. Imagine making health care a big priority. Governor also eyes work on tax reform in 2006. And there's the editor's note. This is another in a series based on Governor Joe Manchin's appearance before the register. Makes it sound like they were sitting there in some sort of a seance circle. And, poof, there's Joe. Say the chant. Poof. Joe, is that real? Today, the governor looks ahead at the 2006 legislative session. Healthcare is likely to get a heavy dose of medicine. Oh, isn't that catchy? When lawmakers return next winter for the 2006 session, Governor Joe Manchin is preparing a long list of prescriptions. Now, I read, ridiculous to have the highest obesity in children. What do you say we, take some of the medicine? You want medicine? Go to Morgan Spurlock's book, Don't Eat This Book. There's lots of medicine in there. Maybe we encourage, you got to teach the food pyramid in school and everything, but what about maybe teaching mommy and daddy to cook? Dickens said, I've heard it said, I'm a great cook, And then you hear the story about, and then they say, and you say, best that's radiating. Teach mommy and daddy what real nutrition means. Remember the adult literacy program ditched under Bush's budget? Why would we want to be teaching grown-ups? So they can read the ingredients list on the food and quit feeding their kids a bunch of pre-processed, pre-packaged Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people. But so I don't take issue with the governor on that. But so I get below the fold, and then I saw something that made me, Frank Bob. Bob Kincaid, angry? No! We can teach, he said. We're going to do that. We're going to intervene. We're going to make sure that people have some intermediate care affordable. I'm not saying carte blanche. Better be careful speaking French. Talking that Frenchy stuff. Now, this is it, though. This is the one that just went through me like a dose of salts. Listen, and I'll leave it up to you. Is this something a Democrat should be saying? Unfortunately, if you're poor enough, you have the best health care in the world, Medicaid. There's not another plan that can compete with that. And if you happen to be working, chances are you don't have health care. Okie dokie, I'm disgusted now. I read that. I tossed it over to my lovely wife and said, Agnes, I think I'm done with Joe now. Because as has been noted by our good buddy Wayne, maybe it's time to start declaring who is and who ain't. And when you start the beat on poor people, when you start the welfare queen mantra, you're no Democrat. And not only that, not only is it mean-spirited and hateful, it's just plain wrong. Unfortunately, if you're poor enough, you have the best health care in the world, Medicaid. Wrong! I don't know, maybe Joe's been nibbling on those Lark's Vomit canapes a little bit too long and hanging out with the Republicans. Did you
Governor Joe, did you know that the poor people are the problem in this country? It's the poor people. My goodness gracious. Yes, sir.
Maybe he's been hanging out with that crowd a little too long. Because, shh, don't tension or nothing. Medicaid isn't means-tested. If you're poor enough, you have the best health care in the world. Wrong. Oh, boy, how wrong could that be? Painfully, achingly, agonizingly wrong. Generally, people who have Social Security disability qualify for a Medicaid card in this state. Problem with that. Not poverty-based. Because you know what? You can be a 30-year-old man and you can be busting your hump at three jobs, working 7 days a week. You don't get a Medicaid card. Now, I don't know. Is he angry about the CHIPS program? Is he angry about the children of the poor who get health care coverage? Is that who needs to be cut? Unfortunately, if you're poor enough, you have the best health care in the world, Medicaid. There's something wrong with that scenario, and we who are working, who have a benefit plan and a health care, are paying the highest in the nation here in West Virginia to make up for the charity care. Oh, my God, the charity care. Like no poor person on earth has ever paid taxes.
God, I despise this level of snobbery. Does he think no poor people voted for him? Or are we just going to disenfranchise the poor next time through and... Did you hear that?
We who are working, who have a benefit plan and health care, are paying the highest in the nation here in West Virginia to make up for the charity care. Poor are working too, Governor. They're working harder than you have probably ever worked in your entire existence. They're working. They're working one job. They're working two jobs. They're working three jobs. They're working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No let up, Governor! They're working! And they don't have health insurance. And this guy sits before the editorial board of the Register Herald, the Rag Ho Old, whatever, and says, if you're poor enough, you have the best health care in the world.
This is a Woodstock announcement. This is a Woodstock announcement. Do not eat the brown acid. Do not eat the brown acid.
This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack. WW says he has lost his best friend. News administrative assistant Renee Striff. Voters approved the sale of bonds. News, here's the forecast for the rest of News Talk 620. This is Carl Mack.
You're listening to WIN. After a one-day strike, 34 workers were temporarily fired in Turtle Bay, Hawaii. The work by the Hotel and Restaurant Employees Union. No choice but to bring in replacement workers. Employers. Benchmark recently failed.
Leaves Unite here is bluffing about the drawing from the AFL-CIO because it has so much union money invested in that bank. Their implication is the possibility of the AFL-CIO pulling out its political and is not part of the struggle.
There was a large number. Don't really comment on specific unions. We'll say that the bank's business.
Durvashi says he prays at the differences among AFL-CIO unions over.
We're here to serve the trade union movement, future of the trade union movement, and
Walmart's code of conduct in that country, including upholding the right of workers to flirt on the job by the court to contradict German labor laws. Some of the clauses slashed by the court include banning community code violators on a ethics phone line. Here's today's Dow Bob Report. Deal with rising health care and education costs, borrowing more than ever against their home. News on issues important to workers and working families. Visit laborradio.org.
Radio.org.
Radio for the real majority. Head On.
Yes, it is. And I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. And 252-6200 is the local. I should probably back up just a little bit. Where Medicaid is concerned, in some instances, there is means testing. Because. I guess for social SSI, there's a means test. Doesn't matter how SSI. It doesn't matter how disabled you are. If you've got some money to that extent, that means test once removed. But no, you don't just get to walk into the DHHR and say, "Hi, or I would like to have free medical care." Work that way. Doesn't happen. So. further statement talking about Medicaid cuts, we're not going to get the same match that we did. You're going to say, no, it's really good. So Joe is telling us that it's really good for people to be thrown out of their health care. Does this tell you that people are going to be thrown off the Medicaid rolls as quickly as possible? That's what it tells me. At the same time, he said, quote, it's hard to wean people off.
Yeah, it is. It's doggone difficult to wean people off of going to the doctor when they're sick. That's a tough wean. That's a mean wean. Let's go to the phones. Ken's with us. Hey, Ken, you're head on.
Bob.
How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good. Just want to start by saying you've got a good show.
Thank you.
I hate to hear you leave me in the month.
Well, believe me, no one hated it as much as me.
Excuse me. Yes. I do agree with you on some things, bro. And labor. And, I remember a little kid that got a little alien on.
Yeah, but Alien wasn't mentioned. Alien wasn't missing, and he was as white as a bar of Castile soap.
Not little Alien with that dark curly hair.
Alien Gonzalez, yeah, he wasn't missing.
You're more right. I was thinking about having a news story, but you're right. You did.
That's okay.
That's okay. I told you, got a good show.
Thank you.
Now you like Mr. Bird?
Yes.
Think he would be a called to the witness stand if he hadn't been a senator of West Virginia.
No, he had nothing to do with what went on down in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Well, his time frame is correct.
Well, I mean, let's see, what was that, 1963? Early 1960s, the time frame is correct for anybody who was alive back then.
Okay.
But
yeah, okay, but how about, let's go to this. What about the rainbow people that are, remember the murders back in the 80s?
Yes, I do.
What do you think? What's that rainbow thing related to?
Wait, Ken, what do you mean what's it related to?
What is that group? What is the rainbow?
They call it the rainbow because it encompasses all manner of people. Racially all manner of people, economically all manner of people, philosophically all manner of people. I mean, that's why they were having a hard time, Ken, getting somebody to sign on for a permit, because they reject the idea of an authoritarian structure. But apparently,
you got to have control. You have to agree with that.
Why?
We're
the ones that are constantly being told, my side's constantly being told that, it's about personal responsibility. It sounds to me like the family are living that with boots on the ground. They are all personally responsible only for themselves.
And that's great. That's some good American, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too.
Take it down.
All right, take it easy, Ken.
Wait, one more question.
Oh, sure, sure.
One more question.
All right.
And one more question?
Sure.
I know that you mentioned already priests and the Catholic Church. 4 million complaints a year in the public school system. I mean, you or Bob or Bill never talk about that.
I've never seen.
I mean, I've mentioned to Bill too one time.
Sorry, Ken. Hold on there. There we go. Better. Okay. You there? No, I don't. I don't know about. Certainly, you see the stories, and I believe children who are adults who prey on children from any position should be punished. Just recently, this band teacher from Sissonville has been indicted in Kanawha County, Rodney Newhouse. He had been charged with similar conduct in the past and got hired again. So listen, I don't believe that any particular group has a lock on things, but there is a duty, whether it be the Catholic Church or Protestantism or school teachers. Absolutely, they can't. You can't let them. There comes a point at which you don't let people or certain people around children anymore, and you punish accordingly. Because I believe diddling kids, considering what it does to a child. And the child that becomes then an adult, some ways kiddie diddling is take the child's childhood away from them. Take the normalcy of their adulthood in some instances away. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, you're head on.
somebody's using this kit. I pull it through me.
Hey, Jim.
What's up?
Got it. There you are.
I'm right here.
Okay, good deal.
What's going on, man?
Not a heck of a lot. How about you?
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about rainbow. I've got a rainbow windsock, but guess what?
What?
I can't put it out. If I do, I'm afraid somebody's going to put an RPG through it or me.
Well, I understand.
Because, I mean, you know, to me, the rainbow is this. It was simply a promise that the world would not be destroyed by water again. And also, it is a group of coalition of people, of, as you said, it has no, to me, it has no sexual connotation whatsoever.
No, I mean.
However, because of, you know, it's been adopted, you know, it doesn't mean Rainbow Coalition anymore.
Well, there was the rainbow. There was Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition. There is the use of the rainbow in certain sectors of society, and then there's the rainbow family has been around since the early
70s. Oh, I know. I know. 60s. I used to have a rainbow thing on my car, on a Mustang that I own, but I wouldn't put it on there now.
No, because you've got the hate brigade out there. That you're right. We'll take a shot at you, any number of things.
I just like it because I think it's pretty.
Yeah, my car got keyed for having a John Kerry sticker on it.
Well, yeah, I know that. Listen, I've got some statistics on Senator Byrd for you.
Okay.
You're not going to like what you hear.
Hold on. There we go. Okay. It looks like we're going to spend the night tinkering.
Well, who you got down there, Robbie the robot?
No. I got Jesse over here. But
Jesse's a good guy.
Yeah, it's a phone thing. I don't know. Sometimes, yeah.
Maybe the phones know. Well, never mind. Anyway, in an AOL, when I signed on this morning, they had Senator Byrd and his problems about being Sheets Byrd, which some of the our illustrious callers have taken great relish in referring to him as Sheets Byrd. And, you know, if that gets their fudge hard, that's fine. You know, it just shows what kind of stupid people they are.
Right.
But the stats are 43% of the people surveyed, 41% say unacceptable. 16% are undecided.
And is this a scientific survey or is this an AOL online poll?
It's AOL online poll.
Okay, well, I mean, you gotta understand, Jim.
I know, I understand these things.
When those things go up, the little right-wing hate machine goes into action and people hit the sites very, very hard.
You know, I know that, but I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know whoever these people are working against them. Their militancy has accomplished quite a bit because it has really hurt Senator Byrd a lot.
Well, it's not. If we are willing to fight back.
I mean, let me put it this way. I would say 4 watertight departments are flooded.
I wouldn't agree. Because the last real poll that was taken in West Virginia was him at 60-some-odd%. Shelley Moore, you know, somewhere in the 20s, and
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I find the light switch was in the teens.
And I hope she does run against him and gets her butt whipped.
Well, yeah, I mean that's
that'd be the best of all possible worlds. But of course, you know, the White House is going to get involved with this, and they're going to throw more money into this that election than it's
probably
in the history of the country.
Yeah, but Jim, George is quacking like crazy. The guy has no coattails. That's why so many, many Republicans are beginning to distance themselves from him.
But he is a lame duck.
Yeah, well, but he's also poison. He's also got he's got galloping political pneumonia right now.
Yeah, he does.
Because, I mean, look at the number of Republicans who crossed the line to vote with Democrats to forbid the FBI to go looking into library records under the Patriot Act.
Well, let's hope that they'll continue to do that, and let's hope the Democrats will hold strong. But did you see the buzz flash news on the House on Sensenbrenner?
No. Well, which?
Well, he just unilaterally and arbitrarily shut down any committee hearings on the reauthorization of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, he was the one that gaveled the hearing closed in the middle of a meeting, what, a week and a half ago?
Dated June 10th, that's right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It was sent to me by a friend of mine.
Well, no, they took it further. That's the reason that John Conyers had to hold his Downing Street hearings in a 15-by-30 closet in the basement of the Capitol, and Conyers was told that would be his last hearing room.
Well, now they're saying Conyers is doing this is because he's from Michigan. That's that's what they're saying about Conyers.
I like to think Conyers has interest in this thing because he is a decent, upstanding, good American who has served.
I do believe
he's what, a Second World War, maybe Korea veteran.
Right. I'm not sure which, but he is.
You know, he is a real American, as opposed to say the college Republicans. There, I saw an action alert on BuzzFlash today, Jim. It's called Operation Yellow Elephant. the college Republicans are going to start their annual convention in or around D.C. I think in the next week. And there's going to be a massive push to get some of these great patriotic college Republicans who are so good at talking their talk to get out and walk the walk. So there's going to be a lot of people around there offering college Republicans recruitment enlistment forms.
Well, there'll be enough super people in there to take advantage of it. Another thing about this thing at Guantanamo Bay, now this is the latest that I've heard out, that the guards are eating MREs. Appetizing is, well, not there. But the prisoners now are being given stuff. Monster Newberg, Crab Almondine, Oysters Rockefeller, and Bananas Foster.
Now, where is this coming from, Jim?
This is what I heard on TV last week.
Really? Because I can tell you this much.
In other words, they're saying that the prisoners are eating better than the guards.
I'm not... Is
No, wait.
That's so funny because, and I'm certainly no scholar of Islam, but isn't lobster and crab and things like that, is that not forbidden?
Well, I was
forbidden?
About that. I mean, there is, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I saw that punk Republican congressman come out and say, look at the chicken I'm eating. It's just, you know, we're a meat and a vegetable and two fruits. Oh, it was just sickening.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just a lot of stuff.
Well, look, if you're bringing in beef Wellington to somebody who has spent the last 3 years living in a dog cage, I don't. Again, bring in the beef Wellington. He's still in a dog cage. If the guy has been chained to the floor for hours and hours and hours on end and forced to defecate and urinate on himself and had his eardrums near busted with high decibel music, been subjected to radical changes in heat and cold. You know what? I don't care what you feed him. He's still been tortured.
That's right. Got it. You know, like I say, I just feel in my heart of hearts that this administration isn't like what I said last week, and I'm not going
to. Well, I tend to agree.
When you make war against a nation which was in no way making war against you, that is by international law defined crimes against peace.
I tend to agree, and the
penalty for this is
capital in nature.
It is capital in nature, or if at least we're talking about 20 to 30 years.
Right. I mean, I don't think they're talking about taking Milosevic to the gallows.
You know, why not?
I know.
I mean,
on the 19th, George Bush gave his Saturday radio address, and he suggested that the Saudis who flew the planes into the World Trade Center were actually Iraqis.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
This is what he said. He said, quote, "We went to war because we were attacked."
Well,
now that's saying that the Iraqis attacked us, isn't it?
People who did that were not from Iraq. They were from somewhere else. I don't think he was stupid enough to get himself involved.
He had nothing to do with it. But you see, the problem here is that George Bush, who are willing to be lied to.
And the thing about it, back to this, I'm just going to hammer it. I'm just going to be a stone ass about it. Like, I'm going to depart from this point. A, if you're guilty of crimes against peace. B, lying to Congress. B, these are capital.
Well, and
as far as Milosevic is concerned, they should hang him from the highest yard off. And should be given no mercy. Because he participated in the same things that the Nazis did in World War II. Now, why should he not be hanged?
I tend to concur, and I'm not even a proponent of the death penalty.
Well, I'm not either. However, there are certain cases that can be so heinous and so horrible that to make the ultimate penalty, their result, might serve as a deterrent before somebody else decides to say, well, I can do this and just get away with it, or I just followed orders. That war, okay?
Yeah. Well, we know what the difference is.
Well, I mean, what is the difference?
Well, we're prosecuting.
I don't think there's much difference at all.
We are prosecuting this war, and we can do no wrong.
Well, you see, you know, now you have these people who get on here and who talk about our boys and girls fighting over there. Well, I can support that. I can, believe you me, I certainly can. That's very dear to my heart. However, there is a difference between jingoism, which is ultra-nationalism on the point of being imperialism and criminal, and patriotism, which is defending yourself.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, we have lost a lot of leeway and a lot of activity that we could have used against these real terrorists in Afghanistan by getting ourselves involved in this thing in Iraq.
I keep thinking back, Jim, to the meal where it is stated, all nations do what they must, great nations.
Here's the thing, my friend, and I'm going to get off here. I don't want to be a monopolist like some of these other people that get on here. Okay.
Okay.
You know, the other day, Cheney said, we've almost got the insurgents out. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, I want to point out to a thing that I mentioned earlier to you back in 1940 when the Russians came to see the Germans in Berlin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Had a big banquet all of a sudden. Ribbentrop, the German foreign minister, and Hitler were telling the Russians, well, you know, we can divide up the rest of the world between us because the British are defeated. They're gone. They're a vanquished nation. Mission's accomplished. How about that time when the air raid sirens sounded over Berlin, you know?
Yeah.
Molotov, they all had to go down to the air raid shelter. You know what he said to Ribbentrop and Hitler? He said, well, if they're gone and they're vanquished and mission's accomplished, then why the hell are we in this shelter and who's dropping these bombs on us?
I
mean, does that not kind of ring true today?
Sure it does. It absolutely does.
I mean, we have basically, in going into that country, we have awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve.
Live in a vengeful memory for centuries. For
literally,
10 centuries.
The very stones cry out when that thing happened. Really.
Sure.
And I said, oh, my God, when Ari Fleischer came on the news, that God have mercy. We're in it now, and I sure as hell know how some of the people in Germany must have felt when they heard about the German invasion of Poland in September.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling, is it?
And I have great sympathy for the men and women who have to prosecute this thing, but we can't allow, I mean, what I'm trying to say is this. Some guy was on there today talking about how lack of support for the troops here, meaning for them.
Well, but Jim, that assumes facts, not in evidence. Okay.
Well, I know, but
because the troops are supported.
And he was a Vietnam veteran, and him I respect. However, we should never have been involved in that war. It was a wrong war to be involved in.
Yes.
And we've got 56,000 names on a wall up there that designed by Maya Lin that ought not to be there. And that's where this thing's going to.
Yep. And Jim, we got to roll.
I've rolled out.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
And more of your calls when we come back after the top of the hour news. The phone number hereabouts, 252-6200. Outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
I know. Being a college freshman is supposed to be tough. But let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
As parents, we do everything we can to take care of our children. Seatbelts, sunscreen, bike helmets, the list goes on. And while you may not think of chickenpox as a serious threat, parents whose children have had this disease know just how bad it can be. And for children who are older when they get chickenpox, the risk increases for complications that affect the lungs, skin, and even the brain. So talk to your child's doctor about chickenpox. It's just one more thing we can do to take care of our children. Sponsored by the National Partnership for Immunization with support from Merck.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history.
You can depend on us.
News Talk 620, WWNR, Beckley. It's 8 o'clock.
Help. For a free brochure, An Age, A Guide to Aging, Medicine.
Above a low across the Carolinas, and that is dominating our weather pattern somewhat. Partly cloudy, we stay dry on Tuesday, 78. Isolate, partly cloudy, dry, 80 on Thursday, and then big time warm up into Friday, going into the weekend.
It's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On for a Monday evening. Let's go straight to the phones. Ben's been waiting. Hey, Ben, you're Head On.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You?
No.
You there? Can you hear me?
No.
Ben?
Okay. I've got nothing but music in my ears.
Okay, get the music down. Is that better?
Hello?
Ben, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. We got gremlins in the board here, I'm afraid.
Sounds like y'all need to, like take your board out with some dynamite, blow it to hell, and get a new one.
I think if you asked our chief engineer, he would lead agreement with you.
You know, they've got these wonderful boards these days that are entirely computerized. There's no switches, no patches, no nothing.
That's amazing. Beautiful thing, but...
Yep.
I mean, if you had any idea, if you could see the wires I'm looking
at. Well, for a very brief period of time in the 1970s, I helped engineer a 5-watt FM station called WHPK, which was down at the University of Chicago. And on a good day, you could hear it at 48th Street.
Almost spanning the block.
So I really do know what a terrible board can be like.
Oh, the first job I ever had working one evening, it was an old Gates board. Cruising along playing Jesus, This Is Jimmy, and smoke just starts boiling out of the back of the thing. Didn't do it, man. I didn't do it. Yeah, had nothing to. But, oh yeah, QRK turntables, the works.
I've got a wonderful Gene Shepherd episode called "The One Man Radio Station." I'm going to have to send you, which you may like.
Oh, that.
But anyways. Oh, I've been busy the last few days.
It kind of looks like you have been.
There's a fellow who was involved in the fight against the Diebold and ESNS voting machines named Andy Stephenson.
Right.
And Andy was diagnosed in April with pancreatic cancer.
And that's...
It's serious business, and... The Medicaid doctors and the Medicaid hospital, the one he's, you know, would have been able to go to out there in Seattle, were being far less than competent. You know, not to say that they weren't eventually going to give him some surgery for it, but it was pretty clear that, you when you deal with Medicaid, you deal with whichever doctors will actually still accept Medicaid.
That element cannot be denied, even though our governor says it's the best health care available.
It's clearly not. It, in fact, is probably, you know, we're talking about people who are doctors who are so desperate that they will take Medicaid because Medicaid won't pay anything like the going rate for a surgery, nor will Medicaid pay you any time this year for it.
Right.
Okay? That's, you know, you have to understand we're talking net 400 days on Medicaid payments.
Right,
longer in some states,
and it's frankly, I have sympathy for doctors dealing with this, because
me too.
The doc can't send a copy of his billing statement to the power company and say, you know, I'll pay you in 400 days when I get paid.
Right, but the point is that when you have to do it on Medicaid, you're dealing with the surgeons who will take Medicaid, and they're often not the top notch surgeons.
No.
Okay, you know, they're going to do their best job once they're in there, but maybe they weren't really paying attention in that class.
Yeah, or, you know, missed that day.
Or got their medical degree from a place in Jamaica.
Or the draw spunky school of medicine.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, so a bunch of us got together online, and in about 200 hours total, we raised $50,000 for him.
That's wonderful.
Well, it is wonderful, and we paid. Were able to pay his way to Johns Hopkins, where he was operated on by the chair of gastrointestinal and. and you know, general surgery, a guy who's a professor of oncology. The guy, the one guy you would want to be operated on if you had this condition.
Yeah, in short, the pro.
That's right. Well, you know, our success in raising that kind of money that quickly was really frightening to certain people in the right.
Oh, I can imagine.
Okay. And they have gone their absolutely to the mat to beat up this sick man.
Well, you know, what do you, what that, you know, the talk about it, Ben. These are mean people.
These are mean, vicious, evil people.
Yeah.
Here's a man who prior to his cancer, you know, surgery, they were saying that he had just scammed us all of this money, that he had collected hundreds of times more money than he actually had, that he was in fact not going to Johns Hopkins, but was going to spend his time on the beach in Costa Rica.
Just made it up out of whole cloth.
Just made up all this shit out of whole cloth. And absolutely a fabrication, absolutely a lie. And they have been busy smearing him left and right and looking for any technicality to try to hurt him. They went to the Medicaid people in Washington State and gave them their story about how he had hundreds of thousands of dollars from this fundraiser and how he didn't deserve Medicaid, and they have frozen his Medicaid payments.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's going to get resolved the next day or so because a full accounting is being brought to the Medicaid people. And while his doctor has managed to get him his pain meds and things, you know,
on a program or...
Well, I think it's drug samples, you know.
Yeah.
You know, doctors get drug samples, and if you call your doctor buddies, you can collect together enough of the drug samples to take care of a patient.
Well, is it... What's the point, Ben?
The point is that they're afraid of our ability to raise money online, and they want to create such a stink and create such a fear that we're going to be ripped off, that we'll never do this again.
Well, and you know, I mean, I can, if you want to get the tinfoil helmet up, but I can see that in what was done to Howard Dean.
Oh yeah.
Howard Dean reinvented political fundraising.
Yep, and it doesn't involve the big corporations.
No, I mean, the money is the same. If one guy gives 100 grand or 100,000 bucks,
that's right.
It's still 100 grand.
That's right. And you know, there are more of us than there are of ultra wealthy right wingers.
Absolutely.
And frankly, I really believe that with the right program, we can out fundraise the GOP 7-1.
Oh, there's a tremendous hurdle in front of that, Ben. And that is getting everybody to understand that this is right.
That's right.
Just by the northern end of this state, we have a bunch of people who are extreme mill farm. Okay. On the other hand, we got people in the southern end of the state who are very much concerned with the fact that mountains are being blown up on a daily basis, you know, 3.5 million pounds a day.
Right.
And we've got to find a way to make everybody understand that it is all one issue, whether it's environmentalism or women's issues or the war in Iraq, that we'd better, by God, learn to stand together and accept. We'll deal with our differences later, but it's the common ground line right now, or we're done.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can't imagine the level of rottenness involved in trying to attack a guy who's, you know, I followed Andy's story. Guy's got pancreatic cancer. There is no cure for it. You know, how ironic is it, Ben, that that was a particular pet project of Daddy Bush?
Exactly right. So I put together a site where anyone who's interested can go and get the actual facts about this case.
Okay.
It's called www.andythanksyou.com.
Andy, thanks.
Thanks you.
Y-O-U-U?
Y-O-U, yes.
.com. Okay. Well, I appreciate, you know, you do a ton of work, Ben. I don't know when you sleep, frankly.
Sometimes I don't. Part of this week I spent like 40 hours up trying to fix server issues so I could get Tom Hartman's show streaming again.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I'm, I, you know, when you're, when you are the CEO and janitor of a small computer business and you're your own IT department, when something goes wrong, you just can't delegate it to the junior guy to stay up all night and fix it.
No, because you are the junior guy.
That's right.
And the senior guy and the chief cook and bottle washer.
That's right, and the accountant and the guy that gets yelled at when things go wrong.
I tell you what, I sure was proud to see that you're.
Yeah, that was very essential. You know, the pay for the CEO in this company is a munificent $300 a week.
Right.
So $3,000 gets me 10 weeks into the future.
Listen, I'm glad that future is there for accessible.
You should. The one show I should recommend to you and your listeners. Give a listen to the morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Yeah, I've heard that.
She's wonderful. She's very radical.
Good. The fact of the because somebody's got to be Ben.
That's right.
Because I mean I'm dealing this the and senator man, Dick Durbin.
Yep.
They're trying to drag him out and crucify him.
Oh yeah, I called his office. The day that started happening, it took me all day to get through, literally. And when I did get through, the person on the other end said, "Oh, thank you. You've got a word of praise. I have heard nothing but the most vile things all day."
Right, because the mega, and I guess this is a larger issue, Ben. When do we get as organized as they are?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to do because if you look, for example, at the churches liberals go to, it's really kind of hard to organize Unitarians.
Right. I mean, I remember a great joke. You know, if you want to run the Unitarians out of town, you burn a question mark in their yard.
That's right.
And that's unfair. Some of this has an aspect of herding cats across a parking lot.
Well, you know, Democrats are and always have been and probably ought to remain cats to be herded. Okay.
Yeah.
The point is that given, you know, however, given our individual instincts to do the right things, you know, given the right small amount of catnip in the right place, we will do the right thing.
No, I mean, I think you showed it with what you guys did for Andy.
Right.
And Vance being terrified. Shows you that you were hitting a soft spot in terms. Look, they are. They're scared to death that at some point in time we might be able to rival without having to sell our souls to the same they've sold out to.
Correct.
You know, the corporate fat capitalists, the elite, you know, whatever. I would rather. I mean, if I were a politician, I would rather run a campaign that I knew that Ma and Pa had given me the $5 that they felt like they could part with. Been successful in doing that hundreds of thousands of times over than to simply walk up to some dude on K Street with a check in his hand.
Yep.
You'd feel like you were doing the country's business then.
Agreed. You know, but these people have gone to incredible lengths. They've gone to you know, on the Andy thing. They've attacked me. You know, they've gone off and dug up my old personal ads and things to try to attack me with my sexuality, which isn't going to work.
Right.
Okay, because I'm out of more closets than most people have closets. and they have physically stalked several of the people. I mean, you know, one person, you know, had somebody beating on her door. You know, yelling invectives at her for, you know, come on out of here, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, fortunately, she didn't come to the door. But, I mean, you know, these people are really crazy, and they are really...
Evil?
They're evil. They're evil. We're working with law enforcement. We're going to try to shut them down.
Well, it remains to be seen. But half of these people, if you do stand in their face,
yep.
So that's a lesson we have yet to learn, Ben.
Well, we're working on getting her a concealed carry permit.
Well, that's the next step. More armed liberals.
That's right.
I believe in it highly.
I do, too.
All right, Ben, good to hear from you.
You take care, sir.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.
And the website of trying to secure, oh, I don't know, a silly notion that as an American, when you vote, your vote gets counted? Thing. Worthwhile? So the guy comes down with pancreatic cancer. Ugliness and nastiness to look. I mean, I thought, again, what this, This was people trying to take a guy off the welfare rolls. How low do you have to be to attack a guy with pancreatic, any kind of cancer? I'm looking at a fax right now. I mentioned Senator Durbin. This is last faxes, and there's one. And most of them are just crazier than a sprayed roach.
Center for Security Policy. Got this 20 June 2005, number 05D29.
Well, that certainly sounds official, doesn't it? But it's gooning on Senator Durbin. By now, Senator Durbin's offense is well known. In remarks on the Senate floor last Wednesday, this is what they quote. He equated American servicemen and women engaged in the Diffen with the perpetrators of the Nazi Holocaust, Soviet Gulag, and no, he didn't. You cannot begin a debate when the premise put forward is nothing but an abject and miserable lie.
And see, Bob Burr's calling names.
What else do you want to call it? Would you feel better if I called it a mendacity or a prevarication? That it was a statement rife with cupidity? It was a lie, okay? Saying that he didn't compare any, he did not compare a single American service, did not compare a single American serviceman, any Nazi, any Soviet, anybody or anybody involved. He read the statements of some FBI agents regard to what they themselves had witnessed at Guantanamo. What he said on the floor was, if you know what, we are America, and we're not, so because we're the good guys, we're not supposed to do that. We are the good guys. We don't torture people. We just don't. It's not that confusing. I don't find it difficult at all to comprehend. We don't torture people. Well, I mean, it wasn't real torture. I mean, yeah, and that was the line coming from slithering. That's what the right wing megaphone started. You know, these two FBI agents who witnessed this stuff are, you know, one, they're well versed in the law. Two, they have a constitutional oath to uphold. Three, their butts are in a sling if they lie. And four, not like they're a bunch of raving liberals. I don't think you're even allowed to say the word liberal if you're in the FBI. I don't think they'll have you. And so those reports become all the more disturbing, coming as they did from some pretty hardcore, you know, law and order types. Now here's the test. It's an easy test. This is the way you find out if it's torture. Especially the you religion industry, chained in excess of a day or tightly to a concrete floor, would you consider it unfair if it was done to you? It's inhumane for them to leave you there until you absolutely humiliate body's mechanics. Do you think it would be unfair if you think it might be torture, if you would be horrified to have done to you what was done to the intimate issues that are the reason?
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. State police are investigating the discovery of Newtown, Mingo County. The remainder of people are filling up their tanks, and older than 12 who reported marijuana use is below the coalition of retired National Guard members and private citizens who support keeping military aircraft at the West Virginia Air National Guard. 5,700 names on a trip, the 130th of the three candidates are on the short list for the state superintendent's position. Now here's the forecast for the rest of the day. Partly cloudy skies. There is a cloud here, if there is one, by 9 o'clock. Then the rest of the night to be partly 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 70s. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy, low tomorrow night near 60. News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
Whoa, the religious extremists are on a white-hot tear, aren't they? From George W.'s election, biblical literalists. Wade openly promotes this abomination, calling it companion planting.
It'll help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what. Support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library, so make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the MAC.
Brought to you by the...
Bless up your street. We're the neighbors you should meet.
So there you are daydreaming about how great it would be if you didn't have to work anymore, and how you could spend your days just playing with your kids, and doing the things you want to do. Then you start to wonder how you pay for their college, not to mention your retirement. That's when it hits you. What about their college? What about your retirement? And you wonder if you've done a good job of planning and saving for both. Your neighborhood State Farm agents Jerry Givens in Somersville, Butch McNeely in Mullins, and Susan Petrantazzi in Beaver can do more for you than ever. They can help you with information on life insurance, college savings plans, health insurance, and IRAs. See State Farm agents Jerry Givens in Somersville, Butch McNeely in Mullins, or Susan Petrantazzi in Beaver, and keep your kids' college and your retirement dreams alive.
Neighbor State Farm is there.
Providing insurance and financial services.
It's easy for us to say why Eastern Concrete should be your number one call when you need concrete, but we thought you might appreciate hearing what our customers have to say about us. Customers like Doug Humphrey of Superior Steam Cleaning.
We use concrete on metal buildings that we install.
Yeah, Eastern, they were great to deal with. Pump service, when you make a call, same day delivery, they was great to deal with.
And Tom Almond of NPW Development Corporation.
We use concrete for footers and foundations, sidewalks, garage floors, basement floors. When we pour our mixes in our footers or slabs, it is important for our customer to have the right mix for structural foundations and footers. Eastern, we feel they're second to none when we work with them. They're quick to get to the job sites, and they take care of our needs that we need for concrete.
At Eastern Concrete, we've built our business on service. We do what?
Maybe that's part of the problem. But at any rate, when you talk about your Christian street cred as a means of getting elected, and whole segments of society affect the outcomes of elections on some religious platform, then is it not okay for the rest of us to hold their feet to the fire, make them live with the halo over their head? I don't demand perfection of anyone, but if you're going to say that your political career is motivated by a particular creed, are we not correct in demanding that that creed be followed? Because, you see, Yeshua doesn't say a blessed word about homosexuals, but he gets downright obsessive-compulsive when it comes to talking about the poor. So, in my book, if you're pro-life, like our governor is, and you manage to say things like, if you're poor enough, you have the best health care in the world, Medicaid, which is an outright lie, then you should be in trouble with the religionists who put you there. Unless, of course, the religionists care no more about the teachings of Yeshua, the Palestinian carpenter. You do. Because he just blabs on and on and on and on and on about the poor. Goes so far as to say they're blessed now, doesn't he? Isn't that what the peacemakers get, children of God? If that's the case, if the peacemakers get to be, and I could be wrong, maybe they shall have. What does that say about the war makers? Just let that one rattle around for a little. What is, the peacemakers are blessed, what are the war makers? Yes. So, you know, is George Bush accursed? Because he's a war maker, isn't he? Out of his own mouth. We went to war because we were attacked. Never said anything. There's not a word in there about going to war because you're attacked. He just says, blessed are the peacemakers. Well, see, Bobby's he's a peacemaker. He's blessed, and he's making peace by killing I want to make them live the life they say that they live. Is that too much? For my money, it's not. Unfortunately, if you're poor enough, you have we who are working, who have a benefit plan and health care, charity care. Gosh, we're making up for the charity. Apologize for the charity care about that. Doesn't make you feel good, does it? So, listen, I mean, it's just me. I don't know if you feel this way or not. But I'm going to call hypocrite on anybody who professes his faith in an electoral cycle and then turns around and says something as rotten and tawdry as that. Bang. I call hypocrite. That wasn't a cue. That's okay. But, I mean, is my meaning clear? I wonder something. See, he's beating on religion. No. I'm not hammering on anybody's religion. Don't care what your religion is. Unless, of course, you ran for office pulling it around behind you like a little red wagon. And then I'm simply going to demand that you live that way. Now, I had my mind pretty well made up against the pension bond before this story hit print. Now I know more than ever that I will vote against the pension bond. Because if a man runs for the governorship of West Virginia and swears up and down that he is pro-life, and then says things like this, frankly, I know I can't trust him. Cannot trust him. If I cannot trust him about things like health care for the poor, sick, and the disabled, then I am certainly not going to trust him running around with a big bag of 5.5. And I'm also worried about the pension bond because a lot of other people out there touting how important it is. Frankly, whether he's a good guy, bad guy, indifferent guy, I don't care what kind of guy he is, our speaker is touting it. Speaker says he's going to lay out next election. He's done. Don't believe we should be indebting people who are grad at this state who aren't even going to live to see the debt paid off, most likely. This, us liberals, progressives, us decent people, us anti-fascists, whatever you want to call us, I think we are duty and honor bound to make these people who hosannaed in the streets in the months before November. And if you hosannaed in the streets, think it's just fine to if a few hundreds, a few thousands of people get paid rolls. If you think that, don't ever do the Hosanna gig in the street again. They know you for what you are. I just think that's fair. You know, if my intrepid producer Jesse runs for office, I'm going to expect him Democratic principles. Call him on it. Gooning on the poor for being poor is acting like a Republican in my book. Let's go to the phones. Kelly's with us. Hey, Kelly, you're head on. How you doing?
Pretty good, actually.
Good.
Sorry to hear about your show.
Yeah,
no longer streaming or airing locally.
Or being. Yeah.
Well, in this incarnation, as you said.
Right.
But that could change, and I hope it does.
I do, too.
It's kind of interesting. I'm the 30th is also my last day at my career, or my current position. I won't say my career, but it was my choice in my case. I'll be moving to a warmer climate, a very red area, but still South Carolina.
Well, you know what? We got to take a little blue into these red states.
Yeah. Most definitely, and I've lived down in that area before, so I like the climate. The winters here are just rough.
Yeah, they are.
They're rough. I mean, I can manage in them, but I just don't like it much.
Well, you know, that's like someone suggested to me that I need to take this show and go north, and I might very well succeed with it somewhere in the northern part of the winters.
Well, you know, the internet does give us the option of being from wherever and still reaching all the places.
That's true. I had a great friend one time who said he was going to load up his vehicle and get a trailer and put a snowmobile on the back of it. And he was going to start driving south until he got somewhere that somebody looked at and said, "What in the world is that thing?"
And that sounds fair enough.
And then he knew he'd be safe.
But, got to call your show dead on instead of head on, man. You hit the nail on the head so many times. It's been a pure joy listening to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's rare. You don't hear a lot of common sense. All you hear is a lot of parroting.
Well, I'm Kelly, I got to tell you, I'm tired of I'm tired of anybody's megaphone, first, and frankly, I find it more and more difficult to pigeonhole myself into any political party, because apparently you're not allowed to disagree and still call yourself one thing or the other, and that's dangerous for the Democratic Party, Kelly.
Well, absolutely. Nonetheless, I still voted Mountain Party in the last gubernatorial race.
It might have been the best thing you did.
It what made me feel better. I sleep better at night.
Yeah.
But I just, I maintain hope. I still maintain hope that these folks will implode in a similar fashion as the Nixon administration, and then we can get on with the business of America.
And well, I maintain that same hope. Whether there's evidence to support the hope is really the question.
I know, but we don't lose it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's either that or retire from the field, and I can't do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just let them have
that's
it.
That's not going to happen with me either.
Well,
I tell you what, Bob, I would like to be in touch with you. I'm currently no email status.
Yeah.
And I've usually communicated with you in that fashion
right.
in the past, but as it turns out, I'm in the process of, by the end of July, I'll be out of West Virginia. And I would like to maintain contact with you.
Well, please do.
I mean, doing is really positive.
I'm gonna keep headonradio.com open and up, and hence my email will still be good there when you when you do get fired back up after the move.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
All right, good deal, Kelly. It's always been good hearing from you.
Take care now.
All right, thanks. Bye now. And Chris, hey Chris, you're head on. Yeah, I did too. I thought that was pretty quick.
No, it's that old saying, the courage.
Well, we're hoping for the convictions. Two or three felonies.
If you don't convict them, at least.
Yeah, I do.
Put them in a basement, strip naked with a sex crazed out rip.
Yes, I do.
Brother man, that's justice. Help can do to them what they've been doing to this.
And they have been, and it's going to go on and on and on. I find it interesting listening to some of the right wing megaphone. They're beginning to turn on their own. I don't know if it's because, or if it's because they're scared to death that one more four-year term of having to blab these hateful policies will completely destroy their credibility entirely.
Yeah.
But Bortz out of Atlanta is out there howling and raving against the Republicans. I don't think so.
I still believe it.
I'm with you. Well, like I said to Kelly, though, believe me, I'm really, really unhappy with the Democratic Party right now, too.
I am, too. I have been for a while.
You got people out there demanding the head of Dick Durbin, and Dick Durbin apologizing for their miss. Sometimes you stand, again, courage of your convictions. Sometimes you stand there and you hold on to your guns and you wait for somebody to draw.
Yeah.
Gosh, any day now, is it?
Okay.
I hope I will be. But the thing is, we have to remember the anti-lynching measure. Don't let them do it. You don't let them do it. I don't know who's going to be on the air where, but if anybody lets them get away with it without mentioning the names of Orrin Hatch and Trent Lott and Tad Cochran and Richard Shelby, then you're not carrying the fight to them. I mean, for instance, Senator Orrin Hatch out in Utah, somebody called, I forget where I got this, but called Orrin Hatch's office. I frankly expected more of him. I consider him a sane, mainstream conservative, not a wingnut.
Yeah.
I expressed my disappointment in his failure to co-sponsor the anti-lynching resolution. The young man answering Hatch's phone dropped into his reply, apropos of nothing, that, quote, Robert Byrd used to be in the KKK. Okay? They have their marching orders, Chris.
Yeah, it's like Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. That goes in a rapid edit, just how
it... Yeah, this is the morning staffing meeting. This is how it will be presented. This is, some people hate that word framed, but, when we let them set the terms of the debate, we're done. And I go back to Social Security. Well, look, this Medicaid issue, Chris, here in West Virginia.
Yeah.
If we are at the point where we're trying to decide who gets cut off of Medicaid as opposed to why... Are we cutting anyone off of Medicaid? Why do we not have a universal single-payer health care system for every West Virginian?
Mm-hmm.
We lost the debate.
Oh, there's all those people out there in West Virginia.
Right.
And they were saying,
too bad for you, but, hey, Marge, turn the thermostat down a little lower. Make the air conditioner work a little harder.
Yeah.
Exactly.
During the McCarthy years, no matter who's in office,
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, listen, I think back to Madeleine Albright. She was asked about the millions of Iraqi children that we knew had died as a result of the sanctions. And they said, basically, you know, Madam Secretary, is that all right? Well, I think it was worth it in the long run. You know, when you're talking about, never mind a million, if you're talking about 50,000 dead children, the answer is not, I think it was worth it, because it is never worth it when you kill babies.
The best political documentary that I've ever sourced, it was made by...
Yeah, it's pretty sickening. Chris, we got to roll out of here, but you're absolutely right.
All right, take care.
All right, see you. All righty then. Time for our top of the hour news. Which is it? The girl in Aruba, or the boy in Utah, or Michael Bolton, or John Bolton? Pick one. You can guarantee one of those is going to leave. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Call 1-800-662-HELP for a free brochure, As You Age, a guide to aging, medicine.
We have an upper level low across the Carolinas, and that has dominated our weather pattern somewhat. May see an isolated partly cloudy. We stay dry on Tuesday at 78. Isolated partly cloudy, dry, 80 on Thursday, and then big time warm up into Friday, going into the weekend.
You can be right and be wrong, or be left and be right. Head On with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. For those of you who listened via the radio, you heard that same sad, sick, tired little line coming out of Bill the Cat Killer Frist. Namely, I believe Mr. Bolton deserves an up or down vote. Up or down vote. Up or down. Up or down. Up or down vote. Down or up vote. Down or up vote. Oh, God. But oddly enough, you know... Now, this does come from, it's 13 days old now, so I don't know what the ultimate outcome was. I sort of lost track of some of this stuff. But back on June the 7th, as of then, waiting on an up or down vote on a lady by the name Julie Finley. Now, she's George Bush's nominee. Or ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Huge, huge, huge Republican fundraiser. All for the expansion of NATO. She wants Turkey admitted to the European Union. Uzbekistan part of the former Soviet Union? Yeah. Okay, so everywhere but there, where Aslan Karimov holds his political opponents alive. No, can't hurt. Anyway, she would appear to be, at least in the Republican lexicon, qualified. Interestingly, though, she has been prohibited, or was, having an up or down vote. I believe the president's nominees deserve an up or down vote. Now, was it some evil liberal kept her from having an up or down vote? Why, no! No, it wasn't. It was Senator Sam Brownback. Where do they? Genuine, hot shot, hopeful for the presidency in 08, supercon. And he has employed a parliamentary maneuver to block any Senate vote. Why? Because she's unqualified? No. Because what goes on in a woman's uterus stays in a woman's uterus. Because she believes that women should be able to cheer God. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas has stopped her nomination. And you know, I do. I watch a lot of news. And I haven't yet seen Bill the Cat Killer come out and excoriate Senator Brownback and tell him that Julie Finley doggone good and well deserves an up or down vote. You know why? Because there's no one out there to mobilize that outcry. Because the creepy womb people, anti-abortion people, womb people. Yeah, that's who they are. They're busy with their own campaign against letting Mrs. Finley have an up or down vote, and they're telling. They're not asking. They're telling George Bush to withdraw her nomination. And you got to remember, what's she been nominated for? Yeah, ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which has absolutely nothing to do with abortion. I don't believe any nominee should be subjected to a litmus test. Republican Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas is subjecting this woman to a litmus test on an issue that has no bearing on her appointment. Do you understand? Does the light begin to go on for you as to just what you're dealing with in these people? These right-wing idiotologues, not ideologues, idiotologues, who in any other normal universe would simply spontaneously combust with all the contrary positions they have to take. They're pro-life, but they're not pro-baby. And frankly, you know, heaven only knows how many people read the same sentence that I read in the Sunday Rag Ho Old. How many pro-lifers read that? Best health care in the world. And they say, that's true. That's got to change. Poor people are not allowed to have the best health care in the world. They should have the worst health care in the world. Did I tell you I'm pro-life, by the way? That's what you're dealing with. And for the people that ran out for reasons known but to God and themselves and voted for George Bush and this gang of thugs, but don't really feel like they do, do you have a personal accounting coming at some point? Do you mutter to yourself during the news? Sit there and sort of make curly cues in the mashed potatoes going, what in the hell was I thinking? If you don't, you should be. Because you are enabling the bizarre. Weird, the twisted, to believe that five-hour-old blastocysts are more suffering on the street right now. How can you stand to be a fill? And if you are one of those people, how do you live from day to day? Knowing that you deny the teachings of the rabbi you profess to follow with virtually every breath of your political life. How do you live with yourself? You stand yourself. You know, I mentioned the newspaper article. How many pro-lifers actually even read it? Probably none. Because it didn't have anything ostensibly to do with abortion and how pro-life Joe Manchin is. That in itself will eat anything. Hey, bugs. This is where we are. This is the bizarre little world in which we find ourselves here in the opening gambits of the 21st century. Sometimes, honest to God, I can't make sense. Take a break, and I'll try to make sense of it then.
Head on.
Superbank.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make a payment.
We're too busy to talk to you. In fact, since our time is more valuable than your time, let me give you a list of options to choose from. Press 1. If we lost your payment, press 2. If you'd like to hear about our mega bank one size fits all, you are not an individual banking option.
What?
Press 2. You'd like our address in New York.
I just want to send you a payment, please.
Annie here. Tired of the big bank runaround? At the Bank of Mount Hope, real hometown people answer the phone. They listen to you, and they help you right away without the hassle. Imagine that. And the Bank of Mount Hope never sells its loans, so you'll never have to worry about the big, impersonal banks again. The Bank of Mount Hope, making banking easy. P.S. The Bank of Mount Hope is an equal housing lender, member FDIC, with locations in Beckley, Oak Hill, and Mount Hope.
It's the Greater Beckley Home Tour, presented by the Raleigh County Chamber of Commerce, this Saturday. Ticket price is just $20. Get your tickets now at the Chamber of Commerce or Raiders Fabric and Decorating, 339 Roll Acres Drive. Saturday's schedule includes a continental breakfast, five homes on tour, seminars, and lunch. Sponsors include Glade Springs Hotel and Conference Resort, Kroger, Cooper Land Development, Beckley Newspaper, and this Southern Communications Radio Station. It's the Greater Beckley Home Tour, presented by the Raleigh County Chamber of Commerce, this Saturday. For more details, call 252-7320.
When you think of a murdered woman, who's the murderer? A man lurking in the shadows? A psychopath? A stranger? How about a husband? A boyfriend? A lover? The fact is, one-third of all female murder victims are killed by their intimate partners. In 69% of these cases, the murder weapon is a gun. These killings don't come out of the blue. They're usually the end of a long story of violent domestic abuse. Yet there's no telling which man will keep on punching and kicking, and which man will use a gun. That's why, under federal law, anyone convicted of domestic violence or subject to a domestic violence restraining order can't have a gun. They can't own a gun. They can't borrow a gun. They can't use a gun. If they do, they can go to federal prison. If you or someone you know is being abused, call 1-800-799-SAFE. If you have questions about the federal firearms laws, call 1-800-ATF-GUNS.
This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness, Bob Kincaid, head on.
All right, welcome back. 18 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock as we cruise head on. Cherie? Cherie? Ah, there you are, yes.
That's not me.
Well, the music's gone.
Okay. Well, heard your piece about Joe Manchin.
Yeah.
That's great. I think he ought to cut all the kids off Medicaid.
And
take away CHIP. Take away everything. That way when you get medical care that they need because they can't afford it. I think there are people out there who have health problems right now and know that when they get their statement from their insurance company, how much does an MRI run you? About $1,200?
Yeah, probably in that neighborhood.
So when someone's child becomes ill, and they can't get treatment because if you're a private pay and you go into a hospital, they will hand you a stack of forms that want to know where your bank account is, what cars you own, do you own your house, basically like filling out a mortgage application.
Yeah, what kind of stuff are we going to be able to take from you once you go belly up on this bill?
Well, I tell you what, it would come down to this. There was a wonderful movie with Denzel Washington, John Q.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it comes down to the life of my child or the life of someone who is taken away from my child, I can tell you who's going to win. Because if I lose my child, I really don't have a whole lot to live for.
Oh, that, and you're not the only one that's saying something like that, Cherie.
Oh, I realize that.
You know,
this isn't a Republican or a Democrat or any faction. This is anyone.
Yeah.
Because it can happen to anyone. Anyone can lose their job. Anyone can lose their insurance. And if you're lucky, your employer will allow you to have insurance that you can put your family on, but some doesn't.
Or affordable.
It's not affordable.
Sure.
You know, when you make X amount of dollars, you can't afford to give all that money for the health care, because then how are you going to eat?
Or get to work.
Or get to work. But then, of course, you're one of those dull people.
Well, and that's the point here. You mentioned, you know, anybody can lose their job and lose their health care. Well, you know what? When you from what Joe says in the newspaper here, when you suddenly find yourself without work, bang, you're on Medicaid. I don't think it works that way.
No, it doesn't. You have to be disabled or you have to be a child.
Right, because
there are such things called spin downs, and that's when catastrophe has hit and you've lost everything and you have insurmountable bills. They will help you with a portion, but you have to also pay a very large portion of it too. At all. No.
You know,
I don't think these people are realizing that. But of course, when has Joe Manchin been without anything?
Never. Never.
And this is a man who purported himself to be for the people. I understand that there are people who do abuse, okay, but usually the system catches up. They have checks and balances for that. That's why when you go in, you have to give them all your information. All of it.
Well, but you say abuse. I mean, are you abusing this? I saw one complaint last week saying that people who were on Medicaid who go to the ER instead of going to a regular doctor, that we're going to impose a copay of some sort on that.
I do contract work, and I know quite a few doctors, and I know quite a few doctors don't like to take Medicaid.
Well, no, because among other things, like Ben Birch said, the turnaround on getting paid is just miserable.
It's miserable. It's hard. When you do, you get shuffled in, get a quick exam, and you get shoved out the door. It is not the best health care in the world. I don't know where they're coming up with that. My God, even with PEIA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, it's not like you get top of the line.
No.
You know, I'm sorry, but I don't know. I work in the medical field. I see what happens. I'm not quite sure where he's coming from on
this. Sheree, listen, I think it's fairly clear to anybody with, you know, the IQ of an ice cube that our health care system is irretrievably broken. We spend more money in this country on health care than it would cost to give health care to every American. Now, if we did a universal single-payer system, are there things that we would have to work out? Absolutely. But this is America, for God's sake.
Well, okay. Let's not even go to the universal health care. Let's start with the prescription, okay?
Let's
start with the prescriptions. You have elderly people out there. I believe a medication that my father took was like $364 last month. That was one medication.
Right.
And he lives on a pension on Social Security.
Right.
That he earned by the sweat of his brow.
Sure.
Okay, that was one medication. The man took medications. So what? Should we, you know, let him starve? Should we just go ahead and kill him? I mean, is this Logan's Run?
Last day.
Well, you know, I'm wondering when my up, then he needs to really get off those Xanax. His daughter's...
Well, he's getting... I was going to say, he's getting them from Noel.
Yeah.
Seriously, Sheree. One of the things that was so irritating about the Terri Schiavo case was that it should have been a spotlight on our failed health care system.
Instead, it was
a little drum for a bunch of freaks who think that they know better than us and our loved ones about what should happen, should, God forbid, disaster befall.
Well, I think one thing that bothered me, the autopsy declared her...
Blind.
Blind. Basically that her frontal lobe was nothing but jello, the same thing that the doctors had been saying. When there were people up there diagnosing her by video, which was shown to be a lie,
yeah, would you let Bill Frist...
Look, I understand the family's point of view. I really do. I understand how I would feel about my children. But I have specific language in my medical power of attorney about my no code.
Yeah, and that's...
Not resuscitate. And if I'm brain dead, don't stick a tube in me and keep me around for 15 years. I really don't want my children coming in and seeing me drooling all over myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw something on South Park last night. And for God's sakes, please don't ever show me in this television.
Well, it's humiliating. I mean, how would some of these people like it if they were shown to wear Depends? You know, that's kind of a personal product. Guys don't even like to talk about Tampax commercials, especially during a football game.
You?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys, but that's the way it is. So... You know, it goes to the point that I don't think anyone out there wants their children wiping their butt and feeding them baby food. If you do, you need to go see a psychiatrist because you've got a fetish problem. But the healthcare system now is in shambles, and the doctors are being screwed by the insurance companies now freely.
Mm-hmm.
They were on board for everything, and now they're paying for it dearly.
Oh, without a doubt.
And so it's, you know, darned if you do, darned if you don't. You're between a rock and a hard place, and your government is not doing what it was set out to do, and I believe that it doesn't matter what faction you start out with. You give them a little bit of power, and it's not about the people. It's not about the people they serve. And, you know, by the way, want to give a shout-out to Stephen. He had a really good idea. Once they get into power, it's about the power.
Of course it is.
And, you know, throw some holy water on them and see if they disseminate.
Well, that's what I'm getting at about making them live the life.
How many of these people have ever been poor? I know Dennis Kucinich had been poor.
Yeah.
I think he understood.
Yeah.
You know.
Joe's never been poor.
When you've been hungry, when you've been poor, and when you've had to work for a living, then you can call and tell me exactly how it is. Otherwise, you know, I'm sorry, you don't have the experience.
Yeah. In other words,
go find another job.
Or shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because I can guarantee you.
Yeah, having Joe Manchin talk about the poor.
It's like having Paris Hilton talk about, you know, having to stay at a Ramada Inn.
Yeah, or, well, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's where the videotape was taken, wasn't it?
We got to get out of here, Cherie.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But you have a good evening.
All right, you too. Take care.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right, break time. When we come back, more of your phone calls, 252-622-620-9967. Email the... Yeah, okay, Sally Struthers talking about being hungry.
Head on.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. State Treasurer says he has lost his best friend. News Administrative Assistant Renee Striff, voters approve the sale of bonds. News, here's the forecast. For the rest of News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
I believe that if more people could just talk to each other, the world would be a more peaceful place. His story next on Biography for Radio.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up as early as 7 a.m. the next day. Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
His parents were both computer buffs, living in London, England. As a boy, he loved to mimic them by making pretend computers out of cardboard boxes. After graduation, he worked as a software engineer in Switzerland. It was there that he first devised a program to organize his piles of scattered notes. He called it Inquire, short for Inquire Within Upon Everything, an old encyclopedia from his childhood. In 1989, he refined the software so that people could easily find documents on the Internet, a 20-year-old global computer network devised by the Pentagon. He set simple standards so anyone could create a website and anyone could access. Some say the inventive Englishman could have become a billionaire. He was an idealist who believed that information should be free and shared by all. So he sought no patent or royalties from his software program. Still painfully modest, he works today as a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He also oversees the evolution of the program that allows billions to point and click their way around the planet. The inventor of the World Wide Web, he is Tim Berners-Lee. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&D.
Landscape Fabrics. Hello, I'm Peter Strauss with today's Garden Minutes from Miracle-Gro, makers of Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. The continuous Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Shake a little? You like to weed? Well, getting out in the fresh air and pulling up weeds sometimes can be cathartic. It's not something most gardeners want to spend their days doing. Well, one of the best ways to control weeds is with Landscape Fabric. They're a great labor and time saver in your garden. Landscape Fabrics are just that. Special fabrics you put down on the ground to air and water through. There are several brands on the market now that can last up to five. Look for a fabric with small pores if you have products to compare ones with less light coming through. Before you lay down the fabric, however, it's important to prepare the soil. Otherwise, existing weeds right through it, and your work will be for naught. First, remove any weeds you might see growing. Then till the soil and rake it flat. It's also a good idea to put down a pre-emergent weed control at this time. Then, do whatever planting you're going to do in the area. Lastly, carefully cut and put down the landscape fabric. Aesthetic reasons, apply some mulch on top. No more than an inch. Otherwise, you could have weeds root in the mulch. If you're looking for great results in your garden without a lot of work, try Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. It shakes on dry in just a few minutes, and then quickest, easiest way to get Miracle-Gro. Asking you to join me again for another edition of Garden Minutes from Miracle-Gro.
Here's Bob Kincaid, head on.
Welcome back. Killing trial going on down in Mississippi. I don't know if you caught this part of it, but it deserves to have some light shine. You know, we talked last week about the fact that Senator Thad Cochran and Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi refused to co-sponsor the resolution in the Senate expressing regret for the Senate's having failed to pass anti-lynching legislation when it was begged to do so. Novel Senator Cochran or Senator, of course, like I said, they are from Mississippi. That being the case, there was testimony introduced today in the killing trial when a former mayor testified the Klan was, quote, a peaceful organization. Harlan Majeur. And he said, the Klan did a lot of good up here. I'm not personally aware of the organization's bloody past. As far as I know, it's a peaceful organization. There are people still to this day in Mississippi, under oath, mind you, that the Klan is a peaceful organization. Bit of it up, yeah. I think I get to score one in the win column for this is a bigoted nation. You know Robert Burke was in the Klan. Let's go to the phones. Jim's been waiting. Hey, Jim.
Huh?
Chris. Chris?
Hello?
Hello? No, Jim. Yeah.
I'm here. It looks nice when I say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, you know, now I see why your show is not being renewed as of 1 July.
Why is that?
Well, it's because you basically say things that people don't want to hear. Now, let me elaborate on this, please.
Please do.
Okay? With your kind permission, sir.
Certainly.
There are a lot of things that you say that I don't like to hear.
Okay. I've never called on this to be in, you know. This.
When I go to the dentist, there are a lot of things that he says to me that I don't want to hear.
Right. The world is full of things we don't want to hear, but sometimes it's also full of things we need to hear.
My point exactly. And Cherie is another example. A very quietly spoken, professional, intelligent woman. Knows whereof she speaks within the realm of where she speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, these people regard you as a threat because they do not want to be exposed. They don't want other people to have any glimmer of an idea that they've been hoodwinked terribly. We have made some very serious mistakes in the past 5 years. And if we should continue in this course of error, the 21st century is going to make what happened in the 20th century look like an Easter pageant.
I'm afraid you're right.
Now, you look at what happened in the 20th century. As it opened, the world was a peaceful place.
Yeah, except for the Philippines.
Well, but I mean, relatively speaking, a peaceful, genteel place in a certain extent.
Yeah.
Or a few. And the amateurishness of some of the leaders of that time led us into catastrophe. Remember that film called The Remains of the Day?
Oh, yes.
Well, do you remember what Christopher Reeve said to the men at Lord Darlington's final evening of the conference?
Help me out.
He basically said, gentlemen, I know that you're all well-meaning, but I must remind you that we live in the world of realpolitik, or real politics.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of your good intentions, whatever, we're headed for catastrophe. And in the appeasement of, say, Hitler's Germany, we had to be knocked down, and it took us 30 or 40 years to get back on our feet again.
With a few stumbles
along
like the
way.
People like
you are speaking out in a similar vein in which Christopher Reeve did at that dinner at Lord Darlington's. They don't want to hear that.
Party hats and the party favors.
Get me off the air, buddy. I hate to see it happen.
I do, too.
But you are a danger to them. You represent a clear and present danger to those people who would wish to have their own momentary safety and comfort at the expense of the long haul. And these people do not represent the greatest good for the greatest number of people. And therefore, they are blindly and willingly going to allow humanity, not allow, to press it into.
Yeah, they're giving it. They're giving it a shove down the hill.
A repeat of what happened in the 20th century.
Oh, this is Ethan Frome on the sled, Jim.
But what I'm saying is, these people know. These individuals who are military adventurers sit back in their leather chairs and go to their two-hour lunches. And these people who are going to retire to their summer home in the Hamptons or wherever they go, Rehoboth Beach maybe, for some of them. But nonetheless, they don't care about anyone but themselves. They have no sense of civic pride. Not really. They have no sense of civic responsibility.
I think Miss Kitty hung up on Jim. I understand what he's saying, and in some ways, I wonder if maybe we can credit some of this to a failure of education. And I wonder in some ways if that failure had to have been deliberate. Because somewhere along the way, rest her soul. Really, you know, they're offering Latin. Why don't you take it? Like so many things she said to me, she was act. You know, and I was coming of age, Carter administration, the beginning of Reagan's. Just with what limited learning I had then, I was able to look up and say, we haven't been down this road. We've been up and down this road before. Learned nothing from it. Jim mentioned the beginning of the 20th century. It didn't necessarily begin in peace. It began with the horrors of the Philippines. There's Bob. He's going to talk bad about America some more. No. It's history, sunshine. It is what it is. And we mapped out the blueprint for Vietnam in the Philippines. Mapped out the blueprint for Iraq as well. We did. We just did. Tortured and tormented those people in the Philippines who yearned to be nothing but free. Let them be anything but free. They thought we had freed them from Spain, but then when we decided we were going to set up the Philippines as our own little base, they fought back. Gosh, have we seen that anywhere in recent history? Thank you for liberating us from the evil dictator. Now would you please leave and let us be free? We haven't seen that anywhere before, have we? Yeah, across Iraq and various and I don't understand it, but I suppose the right wing just doesn't get it. How badly do you want to be free when you will sacrifice yourself for what you perceive to be the greater good of your country? Whether it is or it isn't, I'm not arguing either philosophical side. But how badly do you yearn to be free when you'll do that? How badly did Nathan Hale yearn for freedom when he said, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country? Or some. How badly did the patriots at Valley Forge yearn to be free, sleeping in the open, on the ground, in a hellish winter, hoping to survive to fight again in the spring? How badly did they want to be free? The 20th century for America opened with a blueprint for the end, the close of the 20th century and the opening of the... Kids who have history, who have ancient history, who have English teachers who will expose them to things like Homer, have a leg up, and it's harder to pull the wool over their eyes as they become adults. and they're a little less likely to get suckered into the jingoes. Oh, hell, of course support the troops. They're my neighbors. They're the sons and daughters of my friends. Of course support the troops. And oddly enough, one of the best ways to support the troops is by doing your dead-level damnedest to make sure that as few of them get killed as possible and urge that they be brought home from this dirty, rotten, ginned-up, filthy lie of a war. See, he's talking about that. Now, see, you can't play the Dick Durbin thing with me. To say the war is dirty and evil and ginned up is not to say the troops are. Short of the civilian casualties in Iraq, the troops in Iraq are the biggest victims of this ugly little nightmare. And they are in large part the sons and daughters of the poor. They're not the college Republicans. There is still maybe, what, one, if that many, son or daughter of privilege of the Senate or the House serving in Iraq? And you think that you get a pass on it by putting a Chinese yellow ribbon magnet on the back of your SUV? No, you don't! This is hard work. This is the skull sweat. Oh, by the way, you know how the wing nuts are constantly out there howling, Iraq is not just like Vietnam. I'm telling you, it's not just like Vietnam. This from the wire services. Last week, a U.S. soldier has been charged with premeditated murder in the deaths of two U.S. Army officers in Iraq this month, according to a military statement on Thursday. Staff Sergeant Alberto Martinez, 37, was charged with the murder of Captain Philip Esposito and Lieutenant Louis Allen, both with the headquarters of the New York Army National Guard. Guess what? You understand, don't you? Staff Sergeant Alberto Martinez, 37, has been charged with fragging Captain Philip Esposito and Lieutenant Hill by a blast in Tikrit on June 7th. They initially thought the officers were killed by a mortar round. Later, forensic examination showed the blast inconsistent with a mortar attack. The fragging has begun.
Ah, but this isn't Vietnam!
Yeah, it's Vietnam. Iraq is Arabic for Vietnam. This is where your vote on this is where your vote on November 2nd took Captain Philip Esposito and Lieutenant disgruntled Staff Sergeant by thinking in. This is where we are. I know, you Bush voters, you thought you were voting.
Woohoo! Boy, did you get used.
I mean, got your pockets picked. Yeah. Feel like you got had because you did. This is what you did with your vote. That before you believe it? That's what I... You can't turn on Hannity or Flush. This is not Vietnam. All these idiots who had a chance to go to Vietnam, find out what Vietnam looked like, and did everything in their power to avoid doing so. This is not Vietnam. This is not Vietnam. They're fragging the officer corps. Show tonight was produced by the intrepid... Hey, Agnes!